The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Tracy Claes. The Gophers are 1-0 overall and host Indiana State at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN News. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Is it obviously we're excited to be 1-0 and against a Pac-12 school that I think is much improved. We got obviously things we got to correct as any team does after the first game, but at the same time you got to solve those problems. You got to continue to improve in other areas also. So it'll be a big week of preparation for us so we can continue to improve as we move towards the conference and against a good opponent. They'll do a lot of run pass options on offense and make sure you're disciplined or they'll get big plays on you. So looking forward to the challenge this week and the continued improvement.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions after two prompts, the coach will be allowed to leave the call. Your first question comes from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Tracy. Just wondering what conversations you had with your guys about targeting after the three calls on the opener.
Really, we didn't talk about a lot. You know, we just lower our target practice. I mean, the rule has not changed, and it hasn't been a problem in the past. We've been called twice the last 4 years, and both times replay actually changed it and said it wasn't targeting. So we spent time making sure to remind kids to lower the target. The one I'm on John on the quarterback is that with the quarterback slide rule this year, that's a tough deal when both guys are going full speed and slide late. And to me, that one's the toughest one to avoid, and I think we could have avoided the other one. So, we'll continue to work on just lowering the target in practice, but it hadn't been a problem in the past, and I don't see it being a problem the rest of the year.
And what, it's obviously not a situation you want, but you guys had to really overcome some adversity of defense with those guys out. What did that do for those guys, you think, having to do that in that opener?
Have them do what now?
You had to play without some of your key guys on defense because of those ejections. Just what did that do in terms of being able to overcome the adversity like that in an opener?
Yeah, you know, one thing is our kids, I do think they enjoy playing football and played hard. And after they took the lead in the third quarter, we were able to outscore them 13-0 in the fourth. That tells me that our kids won't quit on each other and they'll fight till the end. And with the injuries and with the targeting things, is the one thing it did do is allow us to rep more younger kids, and the more plays you can get those guys in, it's all about improving each week and getting ready for the conference season. So I was happy to see the young guys get in there. They made a few mistakes, but for the most part, they played hard and kept the ball in front of them on defense, and I thought defensively we did a good job for everybody that we lost on that side of the ball.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon. I was just kind of building off that first question. If there was something you could change about the targeting rule or the ejection rule, what would it be?
Boy. There's still some gray area in there, just like in what's a catch and what's not a catch sometimes on the replay. And so, it still could come down to what type of who the replay official is or how people see it. And I know they train on that awfully hard is that I'm a big fan of the rule. I think it needs to be in there as we go on. Hopefully that gray area can be eliminated and plus be able to tell the difference in which ones they're unavoidable. You know, if a quarterback goes down late or something like that is that it is football, it's running fast all the time. I do think that there are some of those that are unavoidable, and hopefully as the years go on here, we can get that cleaned up a little bit.
Thank you, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Andy Greeter with St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach, just had one follow-up question. I know that you had a lot of high praise for Ray Buford throughout spring and fall and didn't see much of him on Thursday at all. What was the reason there, and kind of what do you see in him going forward?
Oh, he's got the ability to play. It's the same thing as everything's based off of practice and the game situations. And, you know, the game was tight and close, and Keontae and Myrick was playing awfully well. And so, you know, he's got all the ability in the world. I expect him to help us this year and have a role and help us win. And when that opportunity comes, I'm sure he'll take advantage of it.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Eric Olson with Associated Press. Eric, your line is open.
Yes, Tracy, what's your timetable on some of those injured guys, I guess Brooks in particular?
Well, they both have doctor's appointments today, him and Brandon Lehner, and I haven't heard yet, you know, so there's a chance. Both of them are getting close, but we just got to get them cleared by the doctors. But I think their appointments are over the lunch hour, and so we'll hear something here early afternoon on them. And the other guys we reported they're out for this week. You know, Rashad Steeles is probably a 4-week injury. And then the rest of them will be week to week.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me.